is filled with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslevison.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And I will promise you this. We will start winning again. We will win at every single level.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to a train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chain. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win. And we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again. Greater than ever before. Greater than ever
This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive, and please be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up automatically, donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. That will really help us keep the truth alive and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. So get a Patreon account today right on freedomslips.com and give generously. Thank you so much. Well, folks, the whole COVID global fear event narrative is falling apart worldwide as thousands of truckers drive their rigs to their own country's capitals. It's happening worldwide. One important side effect of all this, unity of protesting with the trucks again, is the COVID restrictions, is more doctors and lab professionals and medical researchers are coming forward telling the truth about all the pernicious planning that resulted in the global pandemic. It's official, folks. Pfizer vaccine is now found and proven to be stuffed with 5G powder graphene-based nanotech computers. Not only do we have the technical and radiation interface, but sadly we have terrible side effects of the vax on the body. The ones who have gotten the third booster, researchers are showing that over 68% of those have AIDS, HIV. This story was broadcast and aired Friday on CNN, I kid you not, and quickly it disappeared and the story was removed. But it's true. Soon in the days and weeks to come, this horrific circumstance of three-quarters of the three booster victims with HIV/AIDS will not be ignored. Just imagine when the sleeper sheep wake up and find out about that. This is major evil, and it's already, the cat's already out of the bag. Now more in the mainstream publications are talking about it. The New England Journal of Medicine recently published that COVID-19 vaccines produce spike-like proteins that could lead to myocarditis and neurological problems. Pfizer executive has admitted, one of the chief main executives has admitted that the PCR tests don't work and never have and contained radiation. Now vaccines that were known to cause serious health problems and effects, including heart attacks, even death, are being mandated for children and no medical backup as to why that is. This is one of the reasons millions around the world are supporting the trucker freedom convoys against vaccine mandates that took over the Canadian capital. You know, with all their trucks, they came into Ottawa and also the U.S. border. Next week, freedom convoys are planned for the Super Bowl, a drive from L.A. to Washington, D.C., a drive from Scotland to London, a drive, you know, all across Australia, Spain, Netherlands, Italian capitals. So many countries that join in. This avalanche of evidence is overwhelming about how bad the COVID vaccine is and the mandates, and people around the world do not want it. Like I said, researchers and doctors are now coming forward more and more as the truckers have given them just a little bit of bravado to actually come out and start talking. Dr. Stephanie Sinoff, a top scientist for the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, who claimed that vaccines caused irreversible brain damage and catastrophic neurological diseases, including Parkinson's disease, ALS, and Alzheimer's disease. Yet now Chinese scientists have developed a more deadly coronavirus called NeoCOVID. Just this past week, there's a bombshell evidence of nanotech particulates in the Pfizer comirnaty injection, the new injection they found by a New Zealand scientist who has resulted in government being put on notice, where he says, think twice before you vaccinate your kids, is the advice from Dr. Robert Malone, and warns parents on the COVID shot. They're all coming forward and speaking out after being denied a meeting with the Director General of Health and other health officials. The information was presented to the Health Select Committee through lawyer Sue Gray, where again attempts were made to stop the information from being presented. Dr. Matthew Shelton talks to Sue Gray about the findings, and Donna Phillips, a Morari minister of the people outside of the parliament, discusses being part of the event. This is in New Zealand. And what the findings meant, why she agrees that the government is now on notice for crimes against humanity. Dr. Matt Shelton, a physician in Wellington, New Zealand, with university studies in mathematics and physics and extensive experience with phase contrast microscope, he tells Sue Gray that the dark field microscope images which he has taken of the Pfizer comirnaty vaccine currently being deployed in New Zealand, Dr. Shelton explains, people were injured by the Pfizer jab starting to show up in my practice. At this time, in 2021, I didn't have a microscope, she says. Several doctors have come forward in other countries to report strange observations. Dr. Zam Boda from South Africa showed the uniform, strange round circles, and La Quinta Columa showed what appeared to be microchips and other formations that looked like computer chips, except nano, microscopic, and two other doctors talked about parasites and other things that they could only describe as hydras with tentacles and they're moving around and things like that. This is not my first rodeo, said the doctor, and I previously experienced how these and those of us that critically look at the vaccine situation are heavily infiltrated by persons wishing to divert and control the narrative. I thought, what is this real? You know, when he was looking under the microscope, what is put forth in order to lead questionnaires to look like fools? Because of my previous experience and microscopic experience leading to use dark field microscopes, I didn't take a huge amount of education in it, but now I, you know, have experts that help me. I took a 12-week course on live blood analysis using the most sophisticated dark field microscope and camera that my money could buy. It magnifies up to 4,000x. After having a close look at blood of dozens of vaccine injured people, patients started asking me about certain round and square bright yellow formations in their capillary blood as seen on the screen. Nothing in the textbook identified such things, and various people doing similar work suggested that they might be crystals or some sort of slide or cover slip anomaly. At first, I just told my patients that it wasn't important, possibly uric acid or something like that. Then several empty vials of Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine were obtained. I trust the source of the shots 100%. The vials were real and from a recent leftover vaccine after the shots had been given, there are still some left in the vials. On a Friday in December, alone in my office, I took the vials, thawed, and examined them, drew up all the contents, just a few drops in each, from each vial into the 3cc syringe with a 16-gauge needle and put one drop of it on a slide with a cover slip and another slide with a drop of the vaccine with another cover slip and then another slide just by itself, mixed with a drop of human blood and put a cover slip on that. The images I was looking at are from different slides and were taken immediately after the slides were made. The amount of activity in the liquid and the strange shapes were baffling to say the least. On the same hot day, I had to travel from my office to another office some distance away. The slides were picked up in plastic slide mailers and placed in a cardboard box in the car alongside with the microscope. It had been a long week, and the ocean, you know, by the ocean looked enticing, so I parked the car with the windows cracked just a few inches and went for a 40-minute walk and then continued my drive. At my destination, the microscope was again set up, and I had another look at the slides, and I don't scare easily, but what I saw next gave me a bit of a chill. Then an enormous formation appeared right under my nose and I grabbed some pictures. And at this point, my software was not matching up well with the Mac computer, so the phone video was the only option. The straight lines and corners were lined with the squares and rectangles and triangles. Wanting better graphics, I purchased a gaming PC laptop. The software was then usable, and I could take future images from the video program attached to the camera for better definition. if this is to be believed by anyone, it had to be repeated and understood better. In the days that followed, I contemplated how the formation had happened. What is going on under, you know, in this sample? What is the function of time? What is the vibration of the car or the heat or cell towers along the way? What set all this off, that all this activity that was going on? You know, with the vaccine and the blood mixed together, there's all kinds of activity. It could have been any of those, you know, whether it's the cell tower, you know, what set it off? Was it the heat, the cell tower, the vibration of the car, you know, the radiation from the cell towers, just the long distance of time? But whatever it was, I took more of the liquid and plated it out and did some more slides and put them in multiple slide covers, drove them around the city near cell phone towers for 2 hours, and then came back. I did get some additional interesting images, but nothing like the first one. A few weeks later, I got a hold of some more vaccines from the same source. This time, there were lot numbers on the four vials. I plated them, you know, put them under the microscope and separated them out and mixed them with some of the old liquid with the new, and the new liquid had far more circles than the first lot and had fewer squares. Interestingly, that on the second day, I came back and re-looked, and the structures had shifted off their foundation. This may have been from the handling of the slides, but it shows that formations are things and not shadows or dehydration. These things were actually building and forming themselves. After some more attempts, interesting activity and organization occurred. With no dramatic new images were made, I put some more on the plates and had another batch the 16th of January, and I took them out in the car in the city on a hot day and left them in the car with the windows down, and it was around 28 degrees centigrade outdoors, and the car got around 40 degrees centigrade max. When I got home, this image was on the slide and a whole lot more. And I'm telling you, folks, it is crazy what he found on these images. It looked like a skyscraper being built, except it was microscopic. The experiment was successfully repeated. It is not far for me to make assumptions on what these elements are, but I don't think this is a normal finding in old-style normal SARS-CoV-2 vaccines. The organization that occurred of all this activity does not appear to be simply organic or debris or artificial. It is not simply dehydration of the slide. It is highly self-organized and appears to be part of the design of the liquid. For so many months, I had produced many and pondered why this infection was so severe and important that the vaccine has to be given to every human being on the planet. Why is that? You know, and I contemplated about this. Even if one has recovered from COVID, why do they still have to have the vaccine? This is unprecedented in vaccine history. Anyone with a dark field microscope can do the same thing. Why aren't more people looking at the vaccine under the microscope? Why hasn't the public been informed of the full ingredients of the only FDA-approved vaccine for COVID? These images I put on the slide with a drop of fresh human blood with one drop of vaccine liquid, and then the liquid met up with the blood, and the white cells were immediately annihilated, and the red blood cells were heavily damaged instantly. While concentrating on getting as good a focus as possible, I didn't think too much of what I captured, but when I later looked closer, it was obvious an image of some sort of nanotech chips looked like cords that were linked together, looked like cords, and the cords may be made in part from the fibrin that started growing. But what is certain is that when mixed with human blood, different things than just vaccine alone happen on the slide. I have nothing else to say, he said. The pictures speak for itself. And I saw these pictures, folks. I mean, it's horrifying. You know, he shows before and after and, you know, like that. And it wasn't very much amount of time that all these formations started, you know, forming. Some of them were wiggling and others looked like, you know, computer chips. This research should be continued by other laboratories, he said. Get some high-quality German slides and cover slips. Place a drop of vaccine, and you know, from a, get a used vial or fresh vial, doesn't matter. Observe the activity in lower magnification. Also go up to 1600 to 4000x using a dark field microscope. Get a dry incubator for fresh slides and set it at different temperatures ranging from 38 degrees Celsius to 42 degrees Celsius for at least an hour, and then observe again, and you will be amazed or shocked, I don't know which. If nothing interesting occurs, try putting it back in the incubator. Follow up the second day. Do the same thing with a drop of blood and a drop of the vaccine. Combine different vaccine lots and use one drop of the combined vaccines on each slide. Use PPE and vent the space so you are not breathing liquid, or, you know, from the, you know, have a hood if you can and wear gloves, he suggested. And again, when I repeated the experiment, the same result occurred. White and red blood cells were damaged and killed. The nanotechnology is very disturbing, to say the least. Some of it moves like fingers. And then others just starts forming like it's building on itself. Recently, an author who's been investigating nanotechnology, I watched some other videos about it, and I've been studying nanotechnology, folks, for years. So this author's name is Mick Anderson, and he's the owner of a research blog, Corona to Inspect. Who is a renowned scientist and who has chosen to collaborate with La Quinta Colomba and Dr. Pablo Compras research under a pseudonym. Because they, you know, I mean, these doctors and these researchers want to protect themselves. Anyway, he says that the nano network described by Anderson is the one that would allow neurostimulation of the entire global population through a network designed for this purpose. He's talking about 5G or any kind of radiation like 4G. But many indications confirm that the neuromodulation is the real purpose of this operation behind the global inoculation, ranging from enactment of neural rights laws in some countries to the structuring of the same nano network that's being deciphered, which would be a very advanced military technology. Remember that we're talking about a technology that's been decrypted, but it's very advanced military technology. It's nothing new. It's been around for a while, folks. I studied about nanotechnology after my abduction experience because at that time, Senator Al Gore headed the subcommittee that was running the nanotechnology subcommittee, and he got the authorization pushed through for DARPA and, you know, the defense agencies to do more research on this nanotechnology. Basically, they're microscopic computers that can replicate themselves and build things and do things. And some of them are combined. Some of this nanotechnology is combined with organic organisms. So both computer chips with organisms are working in tandem together. I know it sounds wild, but I've been studying this since the late 80s, since my abduction, because that was one of the things in the implant that I had in my finger during my alien military abduction. That was one of the things they had. They had this miniature microchip in my finger that they were monitoring me with. And so this nanotechnology has been around since the 80s and, of course, developed behind the scenes and out of sight of the general public, in fact, behind the backs of 80% of civil society who think that this is a vaccine. Most people will not believe that they are being herded and controlled. So the first thing I say is to reset all the information that you've ever learned and, you know, provide and start getting the correct information. They'll start listening to my show, Dr. Johnny. I mean, hey, come back every Sunday here at freedomslips.com, Studio B, at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, and hear what? The Master Survivor Beyond PhD with Dr. Johnny. That's what you want to hear every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, Studio B on freedomslips.com. I'm going to bring you information that nobody's talking about. So the first thing I say is to reset all your information and just start looking at these things. And even if it's shocking, the whole point is, you know, this nanotechnology is real. I mean, you heard them talking over and over and over again about smart technology, right? Oh, you've got a smartphone. Oh, you've got a smart house. Oh, you've got a smart refrigerator, right? Because everything's all digital and automatic, and oh, you got a smart washer and dryer. Well, do you really know? I'm asking everybody right now listening to this, do you really know what smart means? You think it's smart. See, they do it tricky like that, so they think, oh, my computer's really smart, my dryer's really smart, I don't have to do much because it's smart. No, that's an acronym. That's a military acronym. SMART stands for, that's S-M-A-R-T, Secret Militarized Armaments Residential Technology. That's what SMART stands for. It's a military acronym. But they fool you because you think, oh, it's smart, you know, and I have a smartphone, it's going to help me do things better. No, SMART is a military acronym. It stands for, and I'll repeat, Secret Militarized Armament Residential Technology. In other words, this is armed technology that's residential, okay, against you and me. All right? That's what SMART really means. All right? We have to look at the corrupt, at how all this has come about and how corrupted our health system is to begin with. It was the Rockefellers who started using all the petroleum waste to make pharmaceutical drugs. They're Satanists. They're eugenicists. And they've always planned to reduce the population. That's been their goal. The Rockefellers clan were the greatest mass murderers in human history, and soon they will be facing justice, mass demonstrations across the, you know, occupied Europe, and now, you know, by actions taken by the truckers in North America is a sign that their satanic rule is collapsing. In the present Biden administration, January 31st was the payment deadline the Rockefellers have to make. All signs indicate their check has bounced. They now have until February 18th to come up with the money or be bankrupt. The money we're talking about is the Rockefeller proxy fake Biden regime that ran up a record bill of $1.8 trillion deficit in 2021 and added more than $2 trillion to the U.S. federal debt to bring the total to $30 trillion. That means they need to come up with at least $3 trillion or their entire fake regime collapses. Remember, their clan, headed by a fugitive criminal, David Rockefeller Jr., control what we call the rules-based society. Whose rules? Their rules, because they control the United Nations. They control the World Bank. They control the media. They control the Fortune 500 companies. They control NATO. Remember, the heads of these organizations were appointed. They weren't elected. So when the Rockefellers go bankrupt, it will mean that all these great power centers will revert back to the control of the people. Oh, boo-hoo. That's where they should be. We don't need the United Nations. And frankly, folks, we don't need smart technology. Smart technology is weaponized against you and me. Even if they manage to get their Chinese Communist Party servants to hand over the Chinese people's money, that still will not save them, because the Chinese Communist Party reeling is presently under $118 trillion worth of debt. $118 trillion. And that's, you know, about 833% of their GDP, and they're almost bankrupt. So even if they use fiat money and fake accounting and to keep printing and pretend that they're solvent, that will not help, because they're being hunted. The Rockefellers murdered the Tsar of Russia and his family, and when he refused to grant them oil concessions, the Khazaria Mafia then started the Reign of Terror that killed over 50 million Russians, and it didn't stop there. It's the story of our whole Western civilization. They started world wars, you know, all the wars, and Prussian, you know, the Russian patriots are now getting their justice, because they've systematically been hunting down the entire Rockefeller clan and their servants, according to FSB sources. Chinese Communist Party had its hand in the fraudulent 2020 election. However, peaceful transition to military power in the U.S. is actually taking place during Biden's inauguration since the 20th of January, 2021. The Biden administration has since acted as a puppet government for China, the occupying power, and virtually holding control of the fake White House, because the real White House isn't being used and hadn't been used in Washington, D.C. The actual White House is occupied territory, and it's being destroyed. They're getting everything out first, and they're, you know, soon it will be destroyed. According to U.S. Law of War Manual, Section 11.3, an illegitimate government has to be in power for a year before the military can lawfully remove them. We've reached that deadline, Friday, 21st of January. Now the next steps of the military operation have been taking place. Remember, Joe Biden was the president of a corporation, U.S. Inc., that's now bankrupt. On Saturday, the 1st of January, the U.S. Inc.'s fiat dollar was officially bankrupt, and many countries no longer accepted the fiat U.S. dollar in international trade. Led by the U.S. military, who are loyal to the Trump team, there were 209 nations, including the U.S., who were participating in a global currency reset. Completion of the GCR, global currency reset, will put their individual nations' currencies, gold and asset backed, on a 1-to-1 with each other. So 1 ruble is equal to $1. 1 franc is equal to $1. 1 peso is equal to $1. 1-to-1 is creating a whole new way of banking away from the U.S. Inc.'s cabal criminal enterprise. All countries are now pushing to implement digital currency via their own central banks to complete with this whole transition. And to have this cryptocurrency is critical, and it's to serve as a catalyst for the global economic reform. The push for countries to implement their own digital currency is a precursor to the implementation of the quantum financial system, or QFS. Each country that transitions to the digital currency will undergo a currency revaluation based on multiple factors such as resources and assets. Recent rumors from anonymous sources suggest that after Iraq successfully transitions to digital currency, the Iraqi dinar will become so strong that it will surpass the U.S. fiat dollar and take its place as the world reserve currency. All systems are being put in place first before the total removal of the global crime syndicate in order to achieve a smooth transition into the new paradigm. It's happening right in front of our eyes, folks. The Earth Alliance is actively countering the syndicate's move to destroy the systems being put in place in Jisara and Nisara, and, you know, the global, the quantum financial system, the QFS, are the two factors. Jisara and the global financial system are the two key factors to put forth this new paradigm. Remember, Jisara Gisara, Nisara Gisara is the initiative to bring about monumental government changes worldwide. The QFS is the next evolution of that global economy transition. The current financial system is on its final leg as it begins to fail and proves to be no longer, it'd be no longer viable system for the global economy. That's what we're seeing, so much free fall in the stock market. And of course, there probably will be some big event. They call it the Black Swan event that will occur. And it will, that's when they will bring in the new financial system. The best course of action for everybody right now is to become a master survivor and reset, you know, your own compass, your own views, your own knowledge about what's going on while this whole Earth Alliance works and gets this done behind the scenes, because it's happening. That GCR and new QFS system, the quantum financial system, is in the process right now. The Chinese Communist Party and the cabal, which had control of the fiat dollar since the early 1900s, is fighting the global reset return to gold standard and gold-backed currency by creating chaos anywhere they can, including weather manipulation. Working with the cabal, their New World Order plan was to control the people through depopulation, the spread of disease, and vaccinations. Not only caused major health problems, including heart attacks, but also inserting microchips into every human body and animals, because they're, you know, they're wanting to vaccinate more pets, cats and dogs, you know, anywhere they can get their vaccine. Pumping and make that money and get everybody sick and dying. That's what they want. Yes, I'm talking about dogs and cats too. Look at how they've been pushing pet vaccines. Don't be surprised if you start hearing reports of people's pets going into hysterics and attacking people, even their owners, you know, especially when they walk by a cell tower. Okay? You think I'm making this stuff up? No, I can't make this stuff up, folks. You won't hear it anywhere else, but you'll hear it from Dr. Johnny, because you need to know this is what's going on inside those vaccines. Pets, people, everybody. You know, before they check out from this earth, they're going to go crazy. You know, they've all pre-programmed us, you know, to accept this zombie apocalypse. That's exactly what they're talking about, because people are going to start freaking out, hearing things in their head, telling them to do things, and they're just going to start crazy and attacking people, whether it's the people, the cats, or the dogs. Anybody's had three jabs, automatically, you know, over three quarters of them are going to have HIV. They're going to get AIDS, period. You wait till that sinks into the general population. Don't be surprised if you're hearing people's pets go into hysterics and attacking people and people, you know, turning on themselves. I'm just telling you, all of our recent world leaders were part of this plan. Obama, Bush, you know, all of them. Even back Hitler, just to know, there's been a long plan in place to counteract this tyranny and enslavement that's being put in place. We had the White Hats behind in the last 50 years putting the counterattack in place. So visionaries like Nikola Tesla, John and Donald Trump, and the implementation of Nisara Gisara will make our world a better place. And yes, it was started back then, that long ago, to counteract this satanic threat to destroy over 90% of the population. Just know that this fight between good and evil has been going on ever since before the Garden of Eden. Back in the late 18, back in the late 1980s, George H.W. Bush's campaign manager, the late Lee Atwater, and his protege campaign advisor, Trump, advisor Roger Stone, who were the few people back then who really wanted Trump to be the vice president under the candidate George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, the original H.W. Bush, Daddy Bush. Trump didn't want to do it. He says, I don't like that guy. I don't want to be vice president. But they wanted him because, you know, eventually they'd get rid of Bush and then Trump would be president. Bush was person zero who was birthed into a Nazi program. And this is, you know, before World War II in 1938, and sent as a spy from Germany to America as a 14-year-old son of a senior Nazi official, George Shermerhoff, where he, with the help of the CIA handlers, he rose to become its head with the help of the Illuminati and the Skull and Bone Society at Yale and the financialists. Yes, H.W. Bush was a Nazi. Yes, he came from Germany. Yes, that is a fact. Yes, I know it's hard to believe, but it's a fact. And the financial interests of the Rothschilds and Caesarea Mafia backed him up all the way. And they bankrolled him and laundered the Nazi money through the American corporations of Hitler's Third Reich. So I believe George Shermerhoff was also the trusted assistant of the famous scientist Nikola Tesla and stole many of his inventions, you know, like the MedBed and free energy technology and all that, and brought them to America where the OSS and later the CIA hid them from the public and murdered Tesla and, in the 1940s and after the war. And a lot of that was brought to the Nazis, during the war. However, Trump has pledged to release all of these 6,000 patents and give these miraculous technologies to the world with the ascendancy of the Great Reset. You know, that's what the globalists call it, the Great Reset. But really, you know, we got our Great Awakening. That Great Awakening has the Nasara Gasara. It's a biblical golden jubilee. It's economic blessings that will make poverty a thing of the past. We will soon see it. But just know we're right in the middle of the biggest war that we probably ever had. A lot of people don't see all the things that are going on, but believe me, there's fighting going on and have been for the last, at least 7 years, and intensively these past 3 years. On Monday, 31st of January, there were bomb threats at major universities. On Monday, 31st of January, major bomb threats at Southern University, A&M, Howard University, Bethel Cochran University, Albany State University, Bowie State University, Delaware State University. On Sunday, on that 30th, the day before, there were unusual earthquakes coming from dumb underground tunnel systems from beneath Manhattan, Trinidad, Tobago, Kenya, Sudan, and Zimbabwe. Monday, 31st of January, earthquakes also occurred in New York, Zimbabwe, Trinidad de Tobago, Sudan, and China had 32 earthquakes. These are all deep military bases being destroyed, these underground tunnels being destroyed. They're not really earthquakes. They're bombs blowing up these tunnels. This past week, there are 242 quakes. This past month, there have been 1,102 quakes. Thousands of planes are being grounded over concerns about the 5G mobile phone technology that had interfered with flights, plus the Chinese scientists had developed a more deadly coronavirus called Neo-COVID. But as much as they try to hold on to power, there's more formidable threat they are facing, and that's the power of the people. Led by the Canadian Freedom Truckers, millions around the world are protesting vaccine mandates across the globe. True, it paved the way for, with food shortages, of course, in grocery stores. And as a master survivor, I've always advised you to keep 2 or 3 weeks of food supply, in your house, getting foods that you normally eat anyway, And for the past few months on my show, I've been saying to keep stocking up on food you normally would eat anyway. So you're not wasting your money. You're just planning ahead and being prepared. At any time, we can expect an announcement of military law across the globe in order to make the mass arrest of the cabal and maintain the peace and get the time. It'll be the final showdown, the crescendo. And then after that, new elections will be held. Thanks to patriotic truckers who descended on Ottawa, Trudeau is the first prime minister in Canadian history to run in hiding from his own people. Just like Adolf Hitler, Trudeau only got 33% of the popular vote. He's using that to try to turn Canada into a fascist dictatorship. Canadian military did not win so easily to get Canada just to be having this fascist foreign agent take over the country. And here's my advice to Canadian military: take him out. That's what the truckers are saying to the police. Hey, you guys join us. Saying the military the same thing. They're trying to get everybody to remove the truckers, but then a lot of the police and a lot of the military are coming on our side. Remember, Canadians who support vaccinations do so only because their controlled media has told them lies about the so-called pandemic. Also, ask yourself why your top generals were removed based on lies and innuendos and replaced with puppets. Some of them are, I'm self-isolating. Well, they're under arrest is what's going on. Don't trust anybody who's not personally seen combat. If they haven't personally seen combat and they're in the military, I wouldn't trust them. I know from my own special forces patients, they tell me certain things and, they're refusing all vaccines. They're not getting them. So God bless them in Canada. Keep going. Millions are protesting the vaccine mandates and converge on the parliaments in Canada and Australia, while the Canadian trucking freedom movement is spreading across the U.S., Europe, and Asia. The first thing we notice is that truckers around the world are now emulating Canada in preparing to stop economic activity until the Kazarian criminal puppet regimes are removed. There's also huge demonstrations going on all over Europe. And the scale of the protest means that many former and top members of the Kazarian Mafia are now surrendering and agreeing to a peace and reconciliation process. For example, Nathaniel Rothschild, he's in regular talks with Donald Trump in a military prison in Greenland. Nathaniel Rothschild, the head of the Rothschild dynasty and clan, are in regular talks for weeks and weeks at a time about how they're going to take everything down. He's turned over all his wealth to the alliance, and it's a new day a coming because the Rothschild empire has now gone to the alliance side. They're now white hats, and Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's already given his $50 billion, his own personal assets of $50 billion, to the project. And his fortune is estimated in several trillion dollars. The exact amount is classified. So he distanced himself from the British side of the family and nearly taken out. And he wanted out of that family business. So he has a body double who attends most of the meetings in his company. But the French side of the family, with what's his name, Macron, he's a body double. So Russia's now fighting to liberate Europe from the Rockefeller and NATO control. The battle over Ukraine is really a war to liberate Europe, according to Russians and FSB sources. Over 80% of Russia gas exports to Europe go via Ukraine, so the Rockefellers and the French Rothschild allies installed as puppet regimes are there to stop the flow of gas, but it's not going to work. The Russians are on our side. They're helping us make this all go through. So, it's some interesting things are happening, and Now that the Ukraine is being liberated, France and Germany, which both existed as independent countries for over 1,000 years, will once again become independent. And, you know, here's what one of the Russian FSB said, you know, bring Ukraine back to Russia, restore the Soviet Union, restore Yugoslavia, and nationalize the Russian Central Bank. And he explains that the Central Bank is a subsidiary of the IMF, and they've already got all the ways to control the IMF. So everything is falling apart for the deep state mafia and the Khazarian mafia. According to MI6 and CIA sources, the capture of the Swiss Rothschild family head Klaus Schwab and UN Central Bank Christine Lagarde means the IMF is now ready to work with Russia to replace the EU with a 47-member Council of Europe. And this is how Russia looks at the fake pandemic. You know, they're going to just say it's over. And the weapons and slave and drug dealing business known as the NATO will be replaced, and that actually involves European security under this arrangement, you know, because those are all going to be replaced because they're all been paid off in the past and those drugs were flowing. But MI6 is doing its part to make this happen by removing Khazarian mafia agents in the UK and the rest of Europe. A senior MI6 officer explains that the removal of Angela Hitler Merkel, who's the daughter of Adolf Hitler, from power in Germany, was the key. They said if Merkel is gone, then the French President Emmanuel Macron is gone as well. This is why the French de Rothschilds try to create a new home for themselves outside of France and create a body double for Macron. But in the UK, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on, and I'm telling you that they're scrambling because so many things are slipping through their fingers. Not only is the narrative slipping through their fingers, but all their power structure is slipping through their fingers. And, you know, and Pfizer and these big companies have been bullies and paid bullies, and they've continued to do that. But the crackdown on Pfizer has already happened. And, you know, for example, Anthony Fauci, chief pandemic pusher in the U.S., has been executed at Gilmo. He's had several body doubles occur, you know, and that's all people see and from. But the real Fauci has already been executed. And so the fake Trump, you know, there's, you know, he also has a body double. Well, he's busy at Thule Air Base in Greenland, busy working with Nathaniel Rothschild, you know, taking down these leaders of the old guard. He's got his fake Trump running around. I'll call him the fat one. You know, he's the fat one because the real Trump isn't that fat. And there's others, you know, Pompeo's another one. And, you know, he's got his body double. The real Pompeo's already been arrested. And, you know, he's CIA big time. And so the battle to liberate Australia is raging. The Australian intelligence reports say the situation there, Melbourne, is at the dragon's head for pedophilia and trafficking. And this large underground base is being destroyed. And the subterranean base where the submarines go, you know, from the sea, that's being destroyed. So Prime Minister Scott Morrison is under control of the cabal now. He will resign soon due to health reasons. And Premier Dan Andrews now has a double, so the real Andrews is gone and under arrest. So speaking about gone, you know, it's like, hey, you know, it doesn't stop there. There's a lot of things that are going on. And Chinese authorities summon officials of AstraZeneca China, you know, regarding the investigation of suspected medical insurance fraud by the company's employees. The National Healthcare Security Administration said on Saturday, which is January 29th, employees in the southern city of Shenzhen had altered or participated in altering patients' testing reports and were suspected of medical insurance fraud. So that whole company's going down. In a similar city, a series of arrests have also been taking place in Japan as foreign agents have been rounded up. You know, it's happening all around the world. Clearly, the tide has turned. rest assured, it is only a matter of time before all the pandemic pushers are either arrested or, turn state's evidence. So with the pandemic attempt to create global fascism going nowhere, and it's all blowing up in their faces, not only the narrative, but all their operations, and more signs are emerging that this space opera, the last gasp they got is to create an alien false flag ET alien invasion, like Independence Day, like the movie, you know. So I'm thinking when the White Hats blow up the White House, the deep state is going to pull a bunch of UFOs flying around saying they destroyed the White House and aliens are attacking, but nothing could be further from the truth. You're now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD because you realize that your genetics have been manipulated. You realize that our weather has been manipulated. You are listening to this show because you realize that our history has been manipulated. You realize that our food has been manipulated with toxins. Sadly, we all realize that our minds and our money have been manipulated and out of our control, and we're fighting 24/7 to keep as much control over all that as possible. The purpose of this show is to give you the truth and the tools to be a master survivor. When you have the truth, all the tools needed, you know, then you become a master survivor and take charge of your own life and go past any roadblock, overcome any peril, and withstand any constraint that might be holding you back from living to your full potential. Every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on FreedomSlips.com Studio B, you will hear Master Survivor Beyond PhD directly from Dr. Johnny's Command Center, where you will have a bald eagle eye on what's going on in our country, our planet, and our solar system. We can do this together, folks, you and me, because right now you're listening to the Master Survivor bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I've got a big question for everybody out there. Here's the real question. Do you want to become a master survivor and overcome any peril, outlast any constraint, and take control of your body and your mind? Do you really want to have control over your mind and your body and have your life under your control? If you do, come back and see me after these ads.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have To paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind.
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's hyper thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
Still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
You are listening to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And folks, the military's working around the clock, taking out the Satanists. Just know that the fight to eliminate the deep state goes on 24/7, no matter what day it is. This is the world's largest is the world's largest military sting operation ever to occur in our known history of over 10,000 years. Whitehead Alliance Special Forces from over 22 nations are in progress with tactical and strategic operations in over 32 major countries around the world, taking down deep state traitors who have participated in crimes connected to the UN, Bill Gates, WHO, which is the World Health Organization, Big Pharma, Big Tech, the Vatican, mainstream media, the Rothschilds, the three-letter agencies, etc., etc. The end game, the White Hat Military Alliance will also arrest, you know, the deep state military right here amongst us in our USA, because we have some black hats in our own military. Well, they're arresting them too. Everything's happening right now, and it must happen. Let the deep state play their cards, and World War III and make, you know, in this World War III that's bigger than any other war we've ever had. And you know, these crimes are needed right now to be recorded in real time by the book, by the military lines and the military courts and judges and intel battalion divisions to get exactly what's going on. When a crime is done and recorded, the real hands of justice will bring down the hammer. And folks, that hammer is coming down hard, pounding the deep state out of existence. I want everybody listening right now to remember, we are at war. The enemy is making their last stand and using military invasions, mind control, poison injections to kill off more people than any other time in history and any other wars before. And if you're a master survivor, you will make it through 100%, and soon you will celebrate Victory Day with Dr. Johnny. It won't be long now. If you're not a master survivor, your chances of survival are 50-50. It's a roll of the dice. If you're a deep state traitor, your chances of survival are zero. You can run, but you can't hide. They will hunt you down, arrest you, take you to a military tribunal, and execute you. A universal arrest warrant has been issued by the International Court of Justice against Queen Elizabeth of Windsor, Archbishop Canterbury, Justin Welby, GlaxoSmithKline CEO, Emma Walsley. The warrants can be used and enforced by any citizen or police officer. The persons named were fugitives from justice, having been lawfully tried and convicted in aiding and abetting crimes against humanity. Like I said, in the International Common Law Court of Justice, right there in Brussels, whether assistance or facilitating the arrest, the detainment of these individuals will receive a reward of over $10,000 paid by the court, issued by on the 30th day of January, year of 2022, registered and authorized by Dufart Clerk, by C.G. Dufart, Clerk of Court, in the matter of case docket number, you know, 907, you know, big long number. And this was issued on January 15th, 2022. So that's from the International Common Law Court that had issued those warrants. And then Australia Perth, on the 31st of January 2022, sheriffs from Common Law Constitution described to the Northbridge Police Station to issue out arrest warrants on Mark McGowan and Kim Beasley. They were surrounded by support of the people, and they informed the police about the charges and the warrants they received. Channel 7 News was there and spoke to the sheriff and informed the MSM. I took notes and treason. That's why I'm bringing it to you now. So human trafficking is now the world's fastest growing industry with 27 million victims, of which 50%, you know, 13.5 million are children. And since 2016, U.S. and allied forces have been in full control of the process cleaning up these dumb underground bases where these trafficking occurs. And the process have saved millions of children already and kept captive there, along with millions of others who were found deceased. It's horrible. A grand jury subpoenaed Biden IRS records for a probe into the Biden family China connections. Biden, who has holdings in the Ukraine connected to human and child trafficking, has threatened World War III over Russia's threat to invade, while Putin's goal was to unite Russia again in order to qualify the country for Jassara Nassara, because everybody, when they go digital and away from the fiat currency, they're now qualified to go Jassara on this big global currency reset. So yeah, the perverts under investigation, all his records are in full view now. In the second mission to the space arc, I told you last week about the space arc. They found there's one on the moon, there's one, on Mars, there's one around, several around the Earth, and several on the moons, like in Ganymede. So these space arcs are activated. So this latest information that's so interesting is this second mission of the Space Ark lying at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. There was a second mission going in there, and JP was there, the U.S. Army whistleblower, who's been telling us everything that's going on. He describes a multinational rescue mission comprised of the U.S., Russian, and Chinese soldiers. The mission was sent there to rescue Aztec and Mayan Indians from Mexico, who had been left behind in an earlier mission, because when they disappeared in the next room, they couldn't be seen anymore. They didn't know that they went back in time, or they, you know, who knows where they went. But when they came back, JP explains how the multinational team found the Aztec Maya Indians and also discovered powerful portals linking the Atlantic Arc to other arcs hidden throughout our solar system. He said 15 soldiers had inadvertently stepped through the portal while exploring a similar arc on the moon. And so the ones that stepped through the portal on the moon came out of the arc there under the Atlantic Ocean, right in front of JP and the other military people. JP describes the multinational rescue mission, how the Chinese, Russian, and U.S. soldiers collaborated, and what else lies hidden in the mysterious arcs being discovered on our Earth and in our solar system by these covert military teams. But, you know, they're letting the information out. They're letting JP talk, and that's really good because he's keeping us abreast of what's going on. So I'm telling you, folks, this is just a wonderful thing to have, not only for our health, with all these new plants and new herbs, new vegetables that haven't been used before or have been, you know, terminated or not being allowed to be used, because there are, you know, these heirloom species, they're more healthy for us. That's why, you know, with my patients and my students, I tell them about certain places to get your grain and certain other places to get, you know, your food. That's part of the whole Master Survivor program, is to get the better food, because if you have better food, you'll be healthy. You'll be, you know, free of disease. You know, it's all this junk food, and all these other foods that they're corrupting that you know, we normally shouldn't have that problem. But, you know, because they're in mafia, at every turn, they're just putting poisons in our food. And they say, well, it's a caking agent, or that's a coloring agent. But it does more than just color. It does other things, or it does more than just keeping the product from caking. So that's how they wiggle their way into our bodies, is they do it through our food. And that's part of being a master survivor. Not only do you get a hair tissue mineral analysis to see which foods are right for your chemistry, but also I advise you on some of the best ways and places to get those foods, and, you know, on certain things in the grocery store to watch out for. The best way to prepare to become a master survivor and adapt the master survivor program into your life, it's all about ancient wisdom solutions that are backed by laboratory science to maintain our health, integrity, our freedoms, and self-reliance. In other words, the purpose of the Master Survivor is to let you know the changes happening that affect our bodies and our minds, and how to always be healthy, clear, and balanced. On all my shows, I will review all the new things taking place in our world to keep you from being healthy, because I think those are important. I want you to be healthy. That's the whole goal, Dr. Johnny. I want you to be healthy. And if there's something happening and that's going on in our world that's going to be unhealthy for you, I'm going to let you know about it. Just like I talked in all the beginning of the show, what's in those vaccines. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, they are not healthy. Vaccines are not healthy. The PCR test is not healthy. Wearing a mask is not healthy. So all my shows, I will review all the new things taking place and all the good things that happen to keep you healthy and give you the truth and the tools to help you survive. I will give you solutions based on ancient wisdom that's validated by modern laboratory analysis. Remember what Dr. Johnny's always said for more than 40 years. Ancient wisdom is today's greatest health secret. my usual result when I do my articles, my speeches, help my patients, and do my broadcasting is delivering original content, you know, and some other researchers that I work with that you don't hear anywhere else. And on all my shows, I will present a newsflash of the dangers you need to be aware of, and I will provide solutions from the old Greek and folk medicine to show you how I enhance and facilitate that with laboratory work and the Master Survivor Therapies, all encompassing a non-invasive protocols. But there are many increasing trends in general population that most people overlook. One is obesity, and that always leads to fatty liver, which is a serious health condition. One of the biggest consequences of an individual with fatty liver is a pre-diabetic condition, where in all cases they get too much carbon coming into their body and will suffer from insulin resistance syndrome, or what they call in short syndrome X. This is a disorder of carbohydrate metabolism, and over time anybody will turn into full-blown adult onset diabetes. However, it doesn't have to be that way, folks. It doesn't have to be that way. It's all because of the food we're eating and getting the right foods. However, it was not until the last 10 years that the mainstream media will fully acknowledge this. You know, diabetes is a created disease. It's not something you're born with. I repeat, diabetes is a created disease. It's not something you're born with. My dad was, you know, pre-diabetic. He had insulin, you know, problems and everything. But anyway, they said, well, you're going to get diabetes too. And I said, no, I'm not. You know, I kept on my HTMA diet, my hair tissue mineral analysis diet. And, yeah, I mean, I don't eat much sugar. Sugar's not good for me. It's not good for anybody. You know, what do cancer cells feed on? Cancer cells feed on sugar. Sugar is not a normal thing. That's only been a modern thing. Before, there was no sugar when we had our regular diet, like in the Greek days. There was no sugar. There was no cancer. There was no diabetes. These are created diseases. However, it's not until the last 10 years that the mainstream media will fully acknowledge this. Some practitioners have now come out and said that, yeah, diabetes, you know, it can be controlled because it's really created. This is not the only way people become insulin resistant. You know, there'd be too much I say too much carbon. Well, just understand that's carbohydrates, sugars, okay? When I say too much carbon, that means too much sugar. See? So when we get that much carbon in our body, and, you know, it comes in the form of carbohydrates and other things, all these other things take place and our bodies become disease, cancerous, diabetic, all kinds of other things. But there's several ways people can get too much caffeine, and the cortisol will build up over the years in their body, and that extra cortisol also turns the insulin signal of the body off. This is similar to the insulin resistance created in the body from an unknown intake of many food additives like propionate, used to preserve the shelf life of meats, breads, and cereals we consume. The propionate will actually turn that insulin signal off. When we intake this additive, propionate, and all these foods that, you know, they use to help preserve them, every time we eat fast foods, you know, the propionate is in there in big doses. So if you're taking caffeine like coffee and chocolate and tea, and, you know, you got that food additives and eating fast food that have a lot of propionate, then all this is tragically working together in our bodies to multiply the hyperglycemic effects and turning off the insulin signal, and then our body uses less insulin that is being put out by the pancreas. Instead of stabilizing and processing this carbon, sugar, this sugar, and used for energy, the body will just store the excess sugar or excess carbon and other carbohydrates in the form of fat tissue. Meanwhile, that insulin and cortisol are still flowing around in our body system and not being properly used at all. Over time, our glycemic index and hormone regulators are confused and cause inflammation of tissues, and then it becomes syndrome X, and if it goes unchecked, then it turns into full-blown diabetes, and all the while, you're developing a fatty liver. We see this situation all too often in today's society. Even the younger kids and teens start early diabetes forms before they're even a teenager. They have early diabetic trends, and the trend of fatty liver in children today is astonishing. Fatty liver is one of the greatest health problems we face. But we can take prudent steps to do some natural therapies and avoid it and get rid of it altogether. First and foremost, if you want to be a master survivor, you can do the hair tissue mineral analysis and find the right foods to consume and avoid the wrong foods. In the chronic conditions, there are some ancient Greek remedies that provide relief and immediate steps to take. For example, you know, you can do the liver cleanse, you know, to help the liver. But I'm just saying that, you won't get fatty liver if you're not overweight. If you're overweight, you have that midriff bulge and everything, you're going to get fatty liver, and that's a pre-diabetic condition. It's also prone, you're also prone to more heart attacks. In the chronic conditions, you know, it's like sometimes it's too late, and people suffer from this, and they, you know, if their copper levels get too low, boom, they have a heart attack, period. Every heart attack is due to low copper. If they got fatty liver, if they got insulin resistance, if they got all the cortisol and, insulin flowing around their body, not being processed, then it sets up a condition. As soon as your copper levels go down, boom, you have that big one. You know, Elizabeth, I'm coming to you. This is the big one, you know. And I mean, it's just that simple. I'm a lab guy. I'm just looking at the chemistry, and I'm just telling you what's going on in people's bodies. When they're eating too much fast food, they're getting more of that propionate. If they're eating and drinking too much caffeine, they're getting more insulin resistant because that propionate and unused insulin and cortisol are flowing around their body. That creates a tragic condition where, you know, we set up not only fatty liver, but it's like we get syndrome X and we become diabetic. The disease is created. The diet, the fast food diet, and all the caffeine from all the lattes and the, you know, all the different coffee shops and, you know, Starbucks and everything, they're pushing that coffee like crazy. Have you ever noticed how in these last 10 or 20 years they're just pushing coffee all over the place? Well, that's why. Because if you're eating fast food and you're drinking a lot of coffee, you know, you're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have diabetes. You're going to have fatty liver. It's imminent. Which is going to happen first? Who knows? But they're one, if not both or all are going to happen. But the Master Survivor, you know, Dr. Johnny's going to bring you the information that you will not find anywhere else. You won't hear anybody else say that. They never made the connection because they don't work in a laboratory. Nobody understands that connection. Once you understand the history and how this is all, it's all been planned, all right, the fast food, that's what I'm saying, all these additives and flavorings and everything else, they all have their side effects, and they all team together, not only with the 5G, but with the vaccines. I mean, it's all together to destroy us, folks. I'm sorry, that's their goal. Once you understand the history and really appreciate why what I'm saying is so important for your health, you know, It's all about, Dr. Johnny just wants you to have your body and your mind under your control. That's all I want. The therapy that I've been talking about and helping my patients and teaching my students in the Master Survivor University has its roots in ancient Greece. And there are many therapies that I use. And many people have to be aware that there are many secret mystery schools and cults in ancient Greece that taught things about, not only about astrology and, you know, the dreams and everything, but also about health. Because health works hand in hand with how wise you are, how aware you are, how healthy you are, how long you're going to live, and things like that. Some were hidden in the northern mountains, you know, of Greece, and there are many dozens of secret groups that you study under. You find a sage, a wizard, a witch, an alchemist, a healer, a numerologist, a mathematician, an astrologer, you know, like Euclidean or Pythagoras, you know, they had, you know, Pythagoras had his own mathematics school. Well, they had astrologers too. They had help people too. They had, you know, so they're all only known and found through direct contact with a fortune teller or herbalist or soothsayer or astrologer. And like many secret societies and therapies and sacred rites, this information was passed on from teacher to student and handed down through the years and the centuries. And just like this liver cleanse that I'm talking about, you know, it was passed down as well. And it originally came from the ancient Greek mystery schools, this liver cleanse, because when people got poisoned, they could do this liver cleanse and survive. And it's real easy to do, you know. And so for healing, it is known in Greek times to restore your youth and beauty. But also if someone was poisoned, they go, oh, you got to go down, you know, to see so-and-so and do that liver cleanse. And so then they survive. But many of the Greek women would go and do the liver cleanse because they could, you know, restore that glow and that beauty where they look young again. So over the centuries, Greece and Rome fell, and these secrets about herbs and healing techniques like the liver cleanse were only kept alive by the gypsies in Romania, Bulgaria, and Albania, which is north of Greece in the mountains. You have to understand that throughout these times after Greece and Rome fell, during those centuries of the Dark Ages, Bulgaria, Albania, and Romania were really rough places to live. It was tough. You know, Romania, that's where, you know, Dracula's from, Count Dracula. He was a real man. He was a real count. He would impale his enemies and put their heads on top of a pole. So when you ride into town, you pass by poles of all his enemies, and on top of it was their heads. That's what Count Dracula did. It's historic. It's a historic record, okay? He also drank their blood. That's, you know, where the story comes from. So there's always, but in those days, like Count Dracula, there's always some warlord or leader, you know, in Bulgaria, Albania, and Romania. It's rough. There's some warlord trying to dominate a city or get personal revenge, and many times the reason for loss of life was to eliminate the lovers of a favorite mate or instilling less competition or more control over a population or the serfs. And, of course, like I said, this was a tough place. These were tough times, and there was no mercy. The politics was ruthless, insidious, and pernicious. As time went on and certain people with their families would escape the tyranny that were being hunted by these tyrannical leaders or lords, and they'd hide in the mountains and they'd always move from place to place and be elusive, hidden, and most importantly, not to be found. They're always slipping one step away and avoiding the overlord's rules and capture. And some of these people and their families would band together, and others like the mine, you know, like minds would also, they wanted autonomy, and they loved music and dance, just wanted to be on their own. And one of the famous and most largest groups were labeled the gypsies. And there are many gypsy bands, you know, that hid in the mountains. But they had good reason to be on the run because the persecution, murder, you know, from poisoning or decapitation was a regular occurrence in their life's experience. So groups like the gypsies knew the herbs and the healing therapies that were passed down from their ancestors in ancient Greece. And they kept these healing remedies alive. And some, you know, if someone was ill or suffering from poison, one of these therapies was administered was the liver cleanse. You see, they knew that the liver cleaned the blood, and that was the key to life. And throughout the early times and on up into the Renaissance, when there was an awakening of all things Greek and Roman, the liver was the center and keeper of life. It was the number one organ because, like in the Greeks' day, they knew it. It kept the brain and heart alive. That's what Hippocrates said. The liver, that's where the word live comes from. That's how the liver got its name. It helps us live. So it was the most important organ of the human body. This is why it's called the liver. It helps us live. This is where the word liver came from. And later, the powers that be wanted to gain more control over our thoughts and our minds and took emphasis totally off the liver health and put more focus on the heart as the number one central organ of life. Well, for health, that's not really true. The liver is the number one organ for health and longevity. The heart and the brain are important, yes, but they're not the main organ. The liver feeds the heart. The liver feeds the brain. The liver is the most important organ. However, when I lived south of the border in Mexico, and back in the early 1970s, 75 and 74 and 76, I went to the University of the Americas near Puebla. It's one of the third largest cities in Mexico, south of Mexico City. And I knew this German guitar player. Okay, he was down there. He was from Germany. He spoke German, but he spoke several languages, actually. He spoke Spanish because one of his main places that he played guitar was in Seville in Spain and in Madrid in Spain. His name was Wolfgang. And this was in I met Wolfgang, and I think it was 75. However, during World War II, his mother fled Germany. She was Jewish. And she wanted to hide from the Nazis. She was smart. She saw the writing on the wall, and she left. And she started living in South Europe because they killed her sister, and the rest of her family got captured, but sent off to the concentration camp. But she fled and went to Southern Europe and Bulgaria and Romania to hide, and she found love and refuge in a nomadic band of gypsies. So Wolfgang was her son and was born, and he grew up with the same band of gypsies, you know. And, of course, he learned to play guitar from them. And he first heard about, I first heard about the liver cleanse from him because he taught me how it's done. And since my recovery from hepatitis and cirrhosis in 1992, I have done probably every liver cleanse that's known. There are many different versions of the same one he taught me. You know, some of them are a week, some of them are a day, some of them are 3 days. You know, some of them use apples, some of them use lemons. But anyway, I've done just about every liver cleanse about 25 different ones that I've tried just getting over my hepatitis and cirrhosis, because that's all about, restoring my liver. So I want to learn all about these liver cleanses. It turns out that the one Wolfgang taught me about, and the most similar one to what he taught me about, what Wolfgang taught me about, is my favorite. It was the best one. See, with the gypsies, he told me that when people got poisoned, the color of their face turned yellow or green. And they say, don't drink any liquor. And everyone knew that they're poisoned. And they said, you got to do this liver cleanse now. And he said, some of them were on death's door dying, but they did this liver cleanse. It was that powerful, and it brought them back. And he said the women would do the liver cleanse because it'd make them look, you know, more beautiful and everything like that. It's just part of the gypsy tradition. So, but this particular cleanse that Wolfgang taught me about, this, it's an effective technique, and I do it because it's finished in 24 hours. And to me, this was really great because when I found the cleanse that was most similar to what Wolfgang told me about back in, you know, 1975, you know, and it took up, you know, just one evening and then the next morning, and by noon I was done the following day. And I could be on with my routine by that afternoon. So 24 hours, it was done. So I like that method because you could do one. You can a couple of weeks later do another one. So one thing that's important to remember is that this liver flush I'm talking about is the only way to physically remove the debris and toxins out of the liver. Otherwise, fatty liver will keep growing and getting bigger and bigger. The toxic trash will remain in your liver and keeps getting, and the liver keeps getting larger and producing more and more scar tissue or cirrhosis. And to avoid this trend, I did the liver cleanse. That's one way I got rid of my cirrhosis. There's other things I did, but I'd be happy to email you a copy of this liver cleanse if you're interested in it. And if you want a copy of this liver cleanse, just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com. And you'll see the blue contact tab on the top right-hand corner, or you can click the contact tab. But anyway, you'll see consultation in the blue contact tab. Anyway, just fill out the form and say, Johnny, send me information about the liver cleanse. I heard your show, and it comes right in my inbox, in my email, and I'll be happy to share that cleanse with you free of charge, no problem. You just email me that request, you know, right off my website, themastersurvivor.com, and say, Johnny, send me that liver cleanse. I heard your show. Now, folks, there's so many egregious and parallel intersecting crime waves washing over our earth at one time right now. I've tried to cover a lot of that on today's show. The New World Order Satanists are taking this great reset opportunity to apply their order from chaos, creating this chaos. They want to give us this solution. Oh, it's the vaccine. That's the solution. As one last ditch effort to save themselves, for now, even the man on the street knows that something's wrong. So much more about the myriad ways that they have been exploiting and abusing us and depopulating us and victimizing us and bankrupts us and fleecing us and just plain ripping us off. Even the man on the street are certain there's something going on and they're seeking their own types of vigilante justice. Look at how the trucker movement grew so fast. The truckers know. They talk on those radios, breaker, breaker. Do you hear about that guy that died from the vax? Breaker, breaker. Come in, big buddy. Come in, good buddy, you know. And so there you understand, which is why the COVID restrictions and vaccine mandates are not making enough progress, because more and more people are catching on. Now the cabal has got a real problem. Not enough people are getting the vaccinations, and they are not killing the population fast enough. Oh, boo-hoo. Desperately, the deep state is losing control, and these great resetters may even say that when the Galactic Federation ships show up for everyone to see, the deep state media will say it's the fake alien invasion just to divert our attention to what is really going on, just to save their own skins. But believe me, we got about 8 extraterrestrial civilizations that are making sure that we're successful in eliminating the satanic forces on our earth once and for all. They want to make sure that we don't ever use nuclear energy and detonations anymore, because we have been destroying the timelines throughout other dimensions and other universes, and they're going, wait a minute, where's all these ripples coming from? We're tired of having our timelines and our realities messed up. It's because of these nuclear explosions. You throw a pebble in the pond and you see the waves go out. when they do a nuclear detonation, it goes out into other dimensions, and these reverberations go out into other universes. And believe me, our surrounding galactic brothers and sisters say enough is enough, and they know it's the Satanist Khazarian Mafia that are doing it. So they've gotten rid of the Draco that have been creating all this war and famine and chaos and fear and destruction and blood over the centuries. They're gone. So we don't have any more evil extraterrestrial problems anymore, because they helped us take care of that. Now it's down to our human, evil, Satanist counterparts. We got this human Satanist problem, and only we can do it. You and me, the whole population, work locally and try to stand up to these tyrannical people that are just being paid to do what they're doing. Most of them don't even understand it, but they're doing what they're told because they're being paid to do it, these nurses and doctors and different things. So, you know, they get more money when someone dies of COVID. They get $36,000 to the hospital, and all the nurses and doctors get a kickback as well. But just remember, if you were a master survivor, you would have never gotten the disease, you had never gotten the vaccine, because you would have had your mind and your body under your control, and you will be able to see through the lies and protect your own body more than ever before. It's time for everyone to become a master survivor. I learned early on that survival was the most important goal in life. Above all else, it seems like such a simple concept, doesn't it? Surviving. Well, that's what it's boiling down to right now, folks, the brass tacks. In order to make it, you've got to survive. You've got to be a master survivor. But look at just how many people keep dying from so many different causes that Dr. Johnny thinks should have been avoided all to begin with, like taking the vaccine. If they were a master survivor, they would see through the lies and not gotten that vaccine and be with us today. And I'll repeat. I learned early on that survival is the most important goal. America needs a Master Survivor program and the Master Survivor University more than ever. It's time to make a simple decision to make survival the most important goal in your life and learn about all the constraints that have been put in place to destroy our lives and our future. On last week's show, I revealed a startling statistic that came from a contact who works deep in the insurance agency. She has worked for Mutual of Omaha and many other big, big outfits. She now works for New York Life. She makes the big money. I don't know exactly her salary, but the last time she told me, she said it was over $200,000 that she makes annually. That's her salary. I'm not talking about all the other perks. Because she's one of the best actuaries in the business. To her, crunching numbers is easy peasy. She told me the other day that the third leading cause of death in 2020 and 2021 was the hospital. The third leading cause of death in America in 2020 and 2021, she's an insurance actuary. She looks at all the probabilities. Third leading cause of death was the hospital. She also told me that if someone had the COVID vaccination, that they die, that if they die and they've had the vaccination, their life insurance policy will not be paid. Their life insurance, you know, will not be paid. And their death is classified as a suicide because she told me, and I quote, all the COVID vaccines are classified under EUA, experimental use authorization. She told me the inside scoop that behind the scenes, the big insurance agencies are pro-COVID vaccine because they get all those insurance premiums, but they rarely have to honor or pay on a claim on life insurance. So to them, it's a cash cow multiplied by on steroids. Now, don't you think it's time to be a master survivor and not be a victim? I'm telling you, they're all in on it, folks. The insurance, the medical, big pharma, the media, the Kasarian mafia, the pervert Joe Biden. By becoming a master survivor, you sail far above the misery level that most people live in, and sadly, they think that misery level is normal. They think that misery level is normal. Being a master survivor, you will find out that you are so much more. You are so much more in this existence. Even though, like I said, you know, all this is going on. We don't have to be a part of that, folks. We can be a master survivor and get through all this no matter what they do. Like I said last week, you can be a bug in the rug. Even when the tanks drive by, they won't smush you because you're a bug in the rug. And there's no way that they will get to you because you'll have your mind and your body under your control. You are a master survivor. Many of us is told there exists only two people in this world, the haves and the have-nots. But what if I were to tell you that is completely wrong? If you're hearing this show right now and decide to become a master survivor, just know that you learn that you will become a superhuman organism. You are so much more than you've ever imagined and exponentially more than what you're taught in school. What most people don't know is that every one of us has unlimited potential, and many of us have yet to fully realize what we truly are as superhuman organisms. Stunning research today has revealed that they're trying to hide desperately. That makes most of who we really are is not really human at all. The majority of our genetic expression comes from the mass of living microorganisms inside our body, weighing over 5 to 6 pounds in most individuals in the population, and far outnumber the stars in the universe or the grains of sand on the beach. This is a fact that scientists are finally having to come to grips with, and they don't want you to know that from these new findings from the Human Genome Project, which I studied a lot of back in 2010, 2011, 2012, and later in the research when they were developing the Human Microbiome Project. And I knew that much of this was about this back in the 1980s when I was running Davenport Labs in North Dallas, there in Texas. And however, what happened in 1992 was my life dramatically changed. I was literally at death's door when doctors said I only had 6 months to live. A new mode of seriousness consumed my being, and remembering what I learned in the lab, I chose not to do the suggested treatment of drugs and liver transplant surgery. That life-changing day when I walked out of the university hospital refusing the doctor's treatment of a liver transplant, that was the day the head doctor said I was delirious because I wasn't thinking right. And if I did not do what they said and get the transplant, I was surely going to die. Yes, my body was very toxic. Yes, I was suffering from many burdens. The viral load from the blood test showed 12 million hepatitis C virus in my liver. And the viral, infestation destroyed my hepatic cells, which created extensive scar tissue damage. The core sample taken out of my liver, that biopsy that they took, the lab report came back and showed I had 96% scar tissue. She said, with only 4% liver function, we don't see how you're alive right now. You got 6 months to live, if you're lucky. Should I even mention the obvious that my immune response from extensive hepatitis C viral overload was at its lowest point? My liver was shot. The doctors told me I had less than 6 months to live, and that was my wake-up call. Refusing their treatment, I was determined to reverse this dreadful condition and soon realized I had to change all my habits, my lifestyle, and even limit my social activities to a bare minimum. I almost became a recluse because, you know, how can I be around all them eating fast foods? That's where I came from, because before I had that lifestyle, that's how I got hepatitis to begin with. Even though I was running the lab and improving my diet and doing the HTMA, still I ate a lot of fast food, and that was my downfall. My lifestyle routine that followed was focused and dramatically changed as focused on healing my liver. It was a dramatic change from what it was before. And yes, I did fully recover completely in 1994, all proven by lab tests, both from the hepatitis viral load, where I got non-detected, and complete recovery from cirrhosis, backed up by the MRI and lab tests. Sometimes we achieve the best outcome when the worst things happen to us, just like today with many of my patients who had cancer and were sent home to die. Most of them also had too many toxins and were all exposed, you know, and had a buildup of glyphosate, you know, in their bodies, propionate, and, you know, they had, you know, a lot of cortisol. They also had a wake-up call when there's nothing more the doctors can do and they don't want them dying in the hospital or on the table. So they send them home, get your life in order. There's nothing more we can do. Insurance won't cover you anymore. So that's all we can do. Bye. Well, a lot of times that's when I meet them because, you know, most of all my patients come by referral and, you know, word of mouth. And so while, you know, I teach them about natural recovery and everything, I said, well, if you make a decision to become a master survivor, then I will help you survive. I don't practice medicine. All I do is coach you to be a master survivor. So you will survive no matter what the condition is, no matter what the peril. You know, that's the whole point of being a master survivor is survival, you know. So when teaching them about this natural recovery and doing the hair tissue mineral analysis and following the lab protocols, and I show them, you know, things that are going to help them, you know, the delirious attitude would take hold many times. And they were beginning to think, hey, you know, maybe if I change my life and my eating habits, I don't have to die either. Hello? Yeah, that's what I did, and I lived. And they said I was going to die in 1992. Many of my patients are in their 80s and 90s now, and they've stuck with me all this time. And they just say, well, Donnie, I don't care about if the med beds come out or not. You know, we're doing everything we need to do. I walk the dog. I can do whatever I want to do. We cook and, you know, we do things and we poke around and we do everything we need to do. I mean, one guy, he's in his 90s and his wife and him still go out and they're going back to playing tennis. He said, well, it's not like we used to, but we still go out there and bat it around quite a bit and we have little games and that's fun because, hey, I didn't think after I was 71 years old I'd ever play tennis again. But you helped me get over the arthritis. You helped me get over this. You helped me get rid of my cancer. Blah, 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 blah. So now in their 90s, they're playing tennis. What could be better? They said, we don't care about the med beds at all. We're fine. Just leave us alone. So many of the therapies that I learned from ancient Greek medicine I used in the lab in the 1980s is our, you know, food healing plans and are now part of my recovery protocols. I knew that these therapies, you know, improve the gut, you know, microflora to be beneficial. And today I'm discovering from the latest research from the Human Microbiome Project that these therapies I used to heal did, in fact, enhance the microbiome and help me heal like it's helped my patients recover as well. So recently I found out that these new discoveries in the Microbiome Project, and I work with empirical knowledge to improve and validate their success. And the maintenance program, you know, I have for my patients based on a combination of over 40 years of research, you know, and I have that gut restoration kit now from the Microbiome Laboratories, you know, that's number two on the Master Survivor Program. There's only two things in the Master Survivor Program. Number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis to find the right minerals to get our foods, the right foods and balance the right minerals in our cells, and the total gut restoration. That's number two. to balance the microbiome. Now, I apply other Greek therapies like the liver cleanse. That's just one. But I have dozens and dozens of different therapies that I teach in the university and only reveal with certain patients that may need that specific thing. But once I have that hair tissue mineral analysis, I got the chemistry, I know exactly what they do, and then when we balance the digestive tract, if they have any gut issues, then we use our total gut restoration program. You know, for both the hair tissue mineral analysis and the total gut restoration, it's less than $500. But we start with the hair tissue mineral analysis. It's only $226. You send me a check, give me the hair, and I'll run the tests. Okay? And I will send you back that report. And once you receive that report, we will have our consultation. And some I've sent the report to, I haven't heard from you. And the consultation is the most valuable part of that $226, although that's mostly what I pay the lab. But I'm telling you, the most valuable part is that consultation. So if you've gotten your HTMA and you haven't called Dr. Johnny, please call me. And let's do our consultation so you'll understand what the report means and understand why certain foods are said for you to avoid and other foods you should increase on. One guy told me, well, I didn't call you because you told me I had to quit eating this and this and this, and I don't want to do that. Well, you're not going to get any better if you don't stop eating what it says not to eat and you don't increase what it says to increase on. Nothing's going to change. So you got to follow the diet and supplement schedule, the HCMA, for it to work. My methodology uses food items from people's unique cellular biochemistry revealed in their hair tissue mineral analysis, the HCMA. Also incorporate the ancient Greek therapies like the liver flush. And these are the cornerstone foundations, like with juice fasting and providing the base of what Hippocrates said was the key to good health, was homeostasis or balance, which is the capstone of my healing pyramid. This rebuilding and restoring balances the microbiome, our foundation, and restores all the minerals in the cells. So from the HCMA, we get the right foods based on our biochemistry, and from the total gut restoration, we balance the whole digestive tract. So if you're interested and you want to get started and become a Master Survivor, just go to themastersurvivor.com. And click on the Master Survivor Program. Okay? You'll see number one, HTMA. You can pay with your credit card if that's easier. It tells you exactly how to do, where to send me the hair and everything. As soon as I get that hair and I've got payment, I will run your tests and we will get your analysis back to you within a few weeks of time. And if you're having gut problems, you have, you know, acid reflux, or you have different irritable bowel or Crohn's or whatever, we can get rid of that too with a total gut restoration kit. That's number two under the Master Survivor Program. So also on my website, themastersurvivor.com, you can hear any back shows of my program here, the radio show. And also I've got the Master Survivor University, and I'm helping many health professionals change their, so to speak, what their profession is going to be, because they're going to become Master Survivor Doctors. I have several candidates. They're excited about becoming a Master Survivor Doctor. But at the very least, you too can become a Master Survivor. And have a good week, everybody. Stay safe. Don't get the vaccine.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and Earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Most guys freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows what's real.